Floating by Michael Trent. When I think back to my experience of 8 days three, the sensation that emerges again and again is one of floating. I attribute this to two things. First, a profound destabilization resulting from an acrimonious and unexpected turn of events at Dancemakers concerning my ongoing relationship to the company as artistic director. And second, a fever-induced disconnection to my body due to a painful infection on my left ear that knocked me out 3 days before we were to begin 8 days, and delayed my arrival by another two thanks to multiple visits to the hospital for several rounds of IV antibiotics. By the time I finally arrived on Toronto Island, I had missed the very important initial moments of connection between the participants. Because of my recent parting with Dancemakers, I was also feeling embarrassed, angry, and confused. The fact that I had to wear an ugly wide-brimmed hat to protect my ear from the sun didn't help either. All these factors contributed to a profound sense of disembodiment, a kind of floating, that made it difficult for me to connect to others and the earth, despite everyone's support and understanding. As 8 days is in part about practice renewal and puts us in conversation with our practice through discourse and shared experiences with our peers without the pressure of making, I asked myself, how could I think about the documenting process from the perspective of a practice, one that I could undertake now, months after the fact? My archive of 8 days includes memories, notes, photos, and videos. How could I curate a relationship to this material through the lens of floating? The way into that question revealed itself in a workshop I took in November 2014 with Jacob Zimmer, in which we explored viewpoints married to Laban's eight basic effort actions: thrusting, gliding, slashing, dabbing, ringing, flicking, pressing, and here was the trigger, floating. Under this system, floating is characterized as indirect in terms of space, light in terms of weight, and sustained in terms of time. I created a practice of documentation based on these attributes. With respect to my personal 8 days three archive, I approached it indirectly. Start anywhere, then go backwards or forwards from there, skip around with impunity, ignore rules, and give in to desire. Lightly, with humor and specificity, but leaving room for tangents. And finally, in a sustained manner, by engaging with the archive in chunks of 8 minutes, 8 times per day, for 8 days in a row. This is what emerged. I performed, can I use this word even though no one watched me? The score from December 8th to 15th, 2014 inclusively. I generated a grid that captured all 64 events, 8 events per day for 8 days. In this grid, each event is in the form of XY, where X equals the day and Y equals the 8 minute period in question. So, 4-5, for example, means the fifth period of 8 minutes on the fourth day. Each event was comprised of one or more instances of reading, thinking, writing, or doing, much like how we spent our time at 8 days. Floating. Light, sustained, and indirect. Here's what happened. Day 1, Period 1. As I work on a way of capturing the score for the purposes of the documentation, I am thinking of schema, matrix, form versus content, which comes first? Size, scale, relationship, spatial and otherwise. Beginnings, middles and ends, emergence and meditations. This leads to the grid above, which I fill out as I perform the score. Day 1, Period 2. I print the introduction I wrote and reread it to myself, to remind myself of what I am doing. Day 1, Period 3. I wonder about the word historicization. What does it mean? To narrate as history. For Brecht, a fundamental part of his aesthetic. It's about context, how events of a political or social nature can occur at the same time. I glean this from Wikipedia. Day 1, Period 4. I am very nearsighted. Sitting and looking outside without my glasses helps me to go inside myself, because my field of vision is blurred. I am interrupted by a phone call, which I have to take. Day 1, Period 5. I tried Day 1, Period 4 again, hoping for no other major distraction. However, despite none, I notice that I have a hard time not noticing and following what is going on outside, despite being with my breath and trying to let that help. Day 1, Period 6. A practical action. I begin the process of transferring my 8 days' photos and videos from my iPhone to my Mac laptop. I get somewhat distracted and also tried to upgrade my iOS from 7 to 8. This fails because I don't have enough space on my iPhone. Day 1, Period 7. I Google how to delete photos from iPhone in order to gain more space for the new iOS. I eventually gain enough space, but remain confused about how I actually did this. Day 1, Period 8. I endeavor to read the score 8 times and succeed in the time allotted.